What's good with y'all, man? Welcome back to the All Sing Thai podcast. And let's jump straight into it. So this is something that's just, it's something that's happening right now, and I just want to let y'all know. So I'm going to be real with you. Throughout my entire, I'm out of my teenage years, you know, I'm 20 now, I'm not a teenager anymore. But, you know, throughout my teenage years, I always had some type of, female companionship to some extent. Like, once I got to high school, once I was, a junior. That's kind of late, but, you know, at least it existed, you know. Now I'm at the point where it's different, to say the least. Right now, you know, we're the pandemic or whatever is still going on. So, not too many people are out doing things. I mean, people are still doing things. Let's not get it twisted. But, you know, it's not the same way as it was before. So I'm not meeting as many people. I'm not interacting with as many people. You know, the females that I was dealing with to some extent, you know, they're not really there anymore. I'm really solo right now, you know, other than, you know, my spiritual bros that I met through YouTube. Other than that, you know, there's really no females in the picture for me. And where am I trying to take this? Let me just tell you what just happened, okay? This is Saturday. It's past midnight. It's April the 11th. Technically April 11th. But, it was basically April 10th, and, you know, I was on Hinge, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was on a dating app. I just got curious, and I was kind of bored at the same time. I just wanted something a little interesting, you know, just to try something out. I've had more success this time around than I did about a year ago when I first started. When I first started really getting into it, you know, since the pandemic hit. And I've had some success in terms of actually having matches. But, you know, me being in a drought right now, I'm in a drought. That's what I'll call it, a drought. I'm on semen retention. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, stay celibate. You feel me? So, not really ejaculate, not masturbate. Just for the time being, you know, I'm not trying to be like, I'm on a million days of semen retention, I haven't ejaculated in a million days. Like, I'm not on that, but, you know, I'm just working on my discipline, my, like, holding in my sexual urges. But I was still curious, you know, I was just curious, and I wanted to see what I could find on Hinge, you know. So I met this one girl. What are we gonna call her? Nah, we don't have to give her a name, but I would say that she's pretty attractive. You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. She was banging. She looked like part of my type, you know. I'll give her that a little bit. So we matched. She hit me up first, you feel me? We had a cool conversation on the app. I moved it towards the phone number. We were texting, whatever. I sent her a voice message. You know, I like to do that, you feel me? Just to give it a different element so they know what my voice sound like, what I sound like when I'm talking. She sent me one back. I was like, oh, shoot. She's sounding a little good, you feel me? She's sounding real smooth, and she had a soft voice. Real feminine, you know. I was feeling it. But, you know, tonight we FaceTimed. I FaceTimed her. You know, I'll before this FaceTime, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's kind of like what I was doing when I didn't have friends. You know, I made a video about how I didn't have friends throughout my teenage years, on YouTube. But it reminded me of this time right now. Reminds me of how I was when I felt like I didn't have friends in my teenage years. Like the moment I started texting this girl back and forth, I was like, She's giving me that same energy, you feel me? She's reciprocating the energy. I'm feeling the vibe. She seemed kind of smooth, you feel me? I was already painting pictures in my head of, you know, I might, this might be the one, you know. This might be the one. She might be the girl that I might, you know, decide to make exclusively my girl. She seemed like she got a cool vibe. Like, she might be able to match my energy. You feel me? You know, that's, but, you know, texting and voice memos only does so much justice, you know. You can't get to know somebody through there. But, yeah, I was painting pictures in my head. I was like, like this, like we wouldn't be texting like 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes back and forth, you know. It'd be like spread out like hours and stuff. But, you know, today I texted her late yesterday, you know. I think I texted her like 12 hours later after she texted me. Then today, I was kind of getting sad, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, damn, I thought this girl was the one, and she hasn't texted me all day. Now, I don't just get like this. It was just the fact that I was painting this fictional picture in my head, right? Of this girl might be the one. So, you know, she eventually texted me back. You know, I don't know what I was expecting. It's not like, you know, I like I said, I took probably 12 hours to over. I might have took over 12 hours to text her back the day before. I don't know. I just, you know, I guess I'm a bad texter or whatever, whatever people want to call it. But you know, it is what it is. But you know, I FaceTimed her tonight, and not to say that she's a bad person or anything. One thing that I noticed is like she likes to run her damn mouth. You know, that's not too crazy for a female, you know. But out of the ones that I vibe with the most, it was a little more than, you know, she seemed like she was waiting for this moment for somebody to call her, because it sounded like she had a long day at work or something. But it is what it is, to say the least. You know, one thing about me is I'm really analytical and observant. And the thing about when somebody likes to talk, you can, you know, the more they talk, the more they tell about themselves. And it might not be through the words, but it's through like the words themselves, the sentences themselves. But if you can read in between the lines, it tells you a lot about that person. And I wouldn't say that she's a bad person, but I just felt like she wasn't a match for me. Like she didn't really, once we talked on the phone, I realized like our energy wasn't the same. She was saying things like she was like she, we're both college students. We're both about the same age. Well, we are the same age. We're both 20. And she was talking about how, freshman year in college, she was living her best life. Now, for anybody, like, that might come off as, you know, what's wrong with that? It's college. That's what you're supposed to do. You feel me? I understand it. You know, I was enjoying my freshman year too. But, that phrase, you know, living my best life, what does that exactly mean? You know, I mean, you know, you can't expect too much out of a college girl, out of college people in general. You know, people are, they go to college and they try to wild out, especially if they're living on campus, you know. But that just didn't sound like somebody that I would be, you know, be able to relate to on a deeper level. You know, the people that I know, they don't talk about living their best life, quote unquote. You know, we talk about enjoying our life, you know, enjoying the moments. It's just I guess it's the phrase that stuck out to me, you know, because I took that as, you know, when a college girl saying that she living her best life, it sound like a lot of fornication. You feel me? A lot of activity. I mean, hey, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But I've never been a person who's really highly sexually active or going to parties like that, you know. Even if I was living on a college campus, I wouldn't be the type of person to, I don't think I'm the type of person to really go to parties like that. I'm an introvert, so, you know, I mean, she says she's a homebody, but I mean, you know, this is only from one FaceTime call that lasted, let's see, probably like 30 minutes, maybe. Let's see how long this lasted. Damn, it lasted 52 minutes. So that's kind of long. That's a little extended. But that just goes to show how talkative she is. You know, she was talking a lot for the first few minutes. She was talking a lot, and I was listening, not really caring about the specific topic as much as I was paying attention to what she's really showing me about herself in this moment, because that's the thing that I care about the most. You know, I'm trying to get to know the person before I get to know all the minute details that don't really matter. You know, because I'm trying to find out if it's worth my energy to invest time, energy, invest anything into this person or not. You know, there's been phone calls where, you know, 5 minutes in, I was like, okay, yeah, I definitely don't want to associate with this person. You know, this is going to die before it even starts to grow. You know, I've been on dating apps, like I said, for like, I've really started getting on them seriously about a year ago, and it was around April, and I was having a lot of phone calls, a lot of matches, a lot of back and forth communication, and that taught me a lot about, I guess, I don't know, it taught me a lot though, to say the least. It showed me how analytical, how well I'm able to read people, you know, beforehand. It's like I can almost foreshadow how things are going to end up, how things are going to be, what this type of person is. And you know, talking to this girl today or tonight, she was cool. She was decent, but she didn't stand out to me as anybody that was too different from anybody else I've ever met, you know. Like after she was done running her mouth about whatever happened at her job, like, mind you, we never had like a real conversation about her job or anything. It sounded like she just needed to get something off her chest, which reminded me of another girl that I called one time, or she called me. But you know, this is a common thing. This is something that I try to pay attention to. You know, when certain females, you know, because I'm a really good listener, and a lot of people in general just like to talk to me, so I can't help but listen sometimes. I like listening to people's stories. You know, sometimes I'm interested, sometimes I'm not, but I'm a listen, I'm a analyze things and observe them, and a lot of people like that. So, you know, I'll listen, but you know, when you're trying to create some type of romantic or intimate relationship with someone, you know, you don't want to get friend zoned. That's what I'm trying to get at. So you being a super great listener who just listens, you know, that's friend zone material, you feel me? So it's for me, it's trying to find that good balance where it's like, I'm not a friend zone type of dude. So yeah, after she was done, you know, I had to take control of the conversation again, you know, because if I just let her talk, she's gonna talk and steer this in the direction that she wants it to go, which is, I want somebody to listen to my damn problems, listen to all the shit I'm going through. And I'm not that type of dude. I mean, at least not yet. You're not gonna find that, you're not gonna get that from me off the rip, because that's gonna, you know, you're gonna label me as the wrong person. I'm not gonna be a friend, I'm not gonna be none of that. That's not what I'm looking for. You know, I wasn't interested in you to be a damn friend. You feel me? But yeah, like I said, I had to take control of the conversation eventually and lead it towards what direction I wanted it to go. You know, give it a little more flirty, a more of a flirty vibe, I guess. It wasn't too flirty, but it was flirty enough, you know. It was hinting, I guess. But yeah, to me, it seemed like she wanted to talk, just run her mouth more than anything. It was kind of weird how she was so ready for it. To me, it seemed like she was waiting for this moment for some reason. And we were able to have some good conversation towards the end of the phone call. Like I said, it's a 52 minute phone call, so it was better. You know, I It wasn't like a, oh, this is a dope ass conversation. It was really just like the same, whatever conversation I'll have with any girl that I'm just like talking to or whatever, just like flirting, you know, not thinking like, oh, she, I'm really vibing with the shawty, but it's just like, just so she know, like I got some flirty energy within me, you feel me? I got some type of vibe, you know. So yeah, that's what that was. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. Like, it, if I had to rate it, I would say it was pretty average. You know, she gives me the impression of an average, kind of average girl, maybe like a 0.5% above average or something like that. A little bit average. She gets points for you know, not being on social media, because I'm not on social media. And also, like, being a homebody, I just need to get to know her a little better, 'cause she comes off to me as a extrovert, even though she says she's a homebody. You know, I feel like introverts aren't people who are really, you know, high energy like she came off as. I don't know if I could say it's a sign of high interest or whatever, but I don't know. For me, I'm very, I guess I'm very picky. Not really. I really don't think I'm picky, but maybe in these days, you know, the days that we're living in now, you know, days of the Cardi B's and the Meg Thee Stallions, you know, ruling the world. Maybe I'm picky because I don't want that. Not saying that every girl is that, but you know, I guess this is getting really personal. I don't even talk about stuff like this on my YouTube channel. Well, I haven't really gone through anything like this recently, but yeah, I set a date for her. I set the date for us next week on Friday. I'm not sure if I'm going to go forward with it, like follow through, or just, you know, because like I put myself in the position where I can decide, even though I already set the day and the time, I haven't decided where we're going to, you know. So it's not like I can stand her up, 'cause she wouldn't go to the place because she don't know what the place is. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna let you know, which is like a way of me to comp, a way for me to confirm the date, you know, if I want to. If I don't, she didn't get stood up because she didn't know where we were going to. You feel me? So I feel like that's put myself in a good position. I'm proud of myself on that. You know, high five to myself. You feel me? But after the phone call, well, now is the end of the phone call, like afterwards, and I would say, you know, all those fantasies that I had of her in my head, you know, like I said, this reminded me of when I didn't have any friends in high school, or have any friends as a teenager, no real friends, you know. It was like, you know, you find the slightest hint of, like, this person could be cool. You know, they might give you a small sign, a small good sign, you know, a small minute detail, and then you're like, oh, uh-oh. Like, you jump to conclusions. Like, back when I really didn't have friends like that, I would have one conversation with somebody, and then I'm like, oh my God, we're like best friends. We're gonna be homies, you feel me? But you know, that obviously I was blowing it out of proportion. I think it was once I didn't really look for it, that's when it actually came. You know, that's when I met people that I was able to relate to on a deeper spiritual level, you know. Once I had my spiritual awakening, that's when I was able to find people that I could relate to on a spiritual level, which makes sense. But you know, that's probably the same with this situation. You know, as long as you're looking for something, I don't think you'll ever find it. You know, you gotta let it, you gotta let it come to you. You know, you can't be forceful in this life. Everything in this life happens naturally. And I feel like, you know, if you're really looking for something serious, dating apps ain't the place to go, of course. She's not like, I'm not trying to make her seem like a bad person. I haven't, I don't think I have, but she's just not the one for me, you know. She's not, I don't think she's the one for me. I might be jumping to conclusions, you know. It was only a FaceTime call, a few conversations or whatever. You know, things can change once you meet up with the person. You never know. So I'm trying to allow space. Like she didn't give me any red flags, you know, she just gave me signs of things that I might not be able to relate with her on. But you know, only time can tell. I might leave room for improvement for her. You know, if she can show me that she's somebody that I could actually see myself vibing with for an extended amount of time. You know, I'm not the type of dude that'll be like, oh, I'm just gonna smash her and then just toss her to the side. You know, I'm not that dude, you know. Like I said, I'm on semen retention. I'm not smashing no females until I feel like she deserve it, you feel me? So, yeah, I would say now all those fantasies that I had that I painted with her being included, they were just that, you know, fantasies. Nothing more, nothing. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that. It's just, you know, sometimes when you want something so bad and then you think you found it and then you realize that it's not what you thought it was, at least at this point, you know. It doesn't feel the best, especially when you attach yourself to a certain idea and you do it so early. You know, I realized there was something wrong. Like, this doesn't happen to me very frequently. If I text somebody and then they don't respond, that was really it. It's been really weird recently with how I've been responding. Well, at least with her specifically, because I really wanted her to respond back to me. Even though, like, you know, I ain't been the best at texting her back, at, you know, whatever efficient time or whatever. It is what it is, to say the least. And you know, after you know, the FaceTime call was over, it was I got sent back to reality. As soon as I started talking to her, or as soon as she started talking to me, you know, like I said, she wanted to run her damn mouth. But as soon as she started talking, it was like, okay, this is what the reality is. You know, you can paint that picture in your head as much as you want. You know, this pretty girl, you know, that seemed like she got a cool vibe. She might be, you know, real feminine so far, you know, from the impression that you got through text and voice memos. She might give you the impression of that, you know, the one that you really want. But never jump to conclusions, you know. Never jump to conclusions. Always leave space. I mean, one thing I did do, I felt like I did, at least, is, you know, I was like, hey, if she, anything can happen. I've done this dating app thing enough. I'm not super into it, you know. Like, I'll probably delete this shit like pretty soon, 'cause it's just not something that I'm not invested into it, you know. Like some people may be. But it's like, you know, basically, I just can't believe in fantasies. I leave room for, you know, anything can happen. This person could just dip out at any given moment, because that happens a lot on dating apps. You know, you meet somebody, and most of the time, a lot of the girls on there, there's something, there's a reason as to why they're on there. I mean, right now I know we're in the pandemic or whatever, I guess we still are. But you know, it's like, you know, it's hard to meet people, but also some people are on there for many different reasons. Things that I've found out for me personally is that a lot of them are just, you know, looking for sexual activity. Like they're just, you know, they're in their whole phase or whatever, as they call it. A lot of them might have just got out of a relationship and they're looking for some type of band-aid, you know. But, you know, also in those situations, it's a lot of girls who will go back to their ex, you know. So they'll ghost you. What else? A lot of girls that, you know, there's something wrong with them and, you know, they're looking to jump straight into a relationship. Like, they don't even know you yet and they're looking for a relationship. So that's like a red flag, you know. You don't even know me. You're looking for a relationship. Somebody, it females have a lot more options than guys. So for a girl to be looking for a relationship off the rip, it's like, okay, so a lot of guys don't want you. Why is that, you know? So when it comes to dating apps, there's a lot of things that can happen. You know, you're lucky if you find somebody that you can actually vibe with. But most people on there aren't looking to really, you know, a lot of people aren't looking for that, you know. I understand that, you know, I don't take it too seriously, but at the same time, sometimes I do when I think I'm lucky, you know. I guess this time I thought I was lucky a little bit. But now, like, I guess it gives me more peace than it did earlier today when I was painting this fantasy in my head. You know, like I said, after the phone call's over, I came back to reality and I came back to where I'm really living in, you know, the way that society is now. Not saying that it's a good or bad thing, it's just what it is. And you know, I'm still, you know, I'm young and I'm trying to remove this fantasy idea out of my head. You know, knowing what I know, I feel like I know the truth to a lot of things now. And you know, I have to it, I'm trying to remove that, you know, that Disney movie fairy tale idea out of my head and move towards like what is likely to happen, you know. What is what's that word? What is I can't even think of the word, but what is likely to happen? What's the real truth, you know? Be real with yourself, basically. So yeah. If I do go on that date, I'll let you guys know how it goes because I'm not a person who really goes on dates. But yeah, we'll see how it goes, man, to say the least. Hopefully it goes well. If it doesn't, it is what it is, you know. I'm gonna keep on doing what I've been doing before this, you know. I've been good before this, so I gotta keep on, you know. I can't lose focus of my goals, you know. I'm still working on what I feel like is important for me. Gotta keep on doing that. Don't let anything distract me. So, yeah. That's all I got for this podcast. I'm out, man.